All right, quick letter here from Vicky, who writes the show and says, "Dear Kid, I don't know if this is the right place to send this, but I wanted to tell you a story. I was at the store 2 days ago with my baby girl and my son. I just wanted to buy milk and eggs, but my card was declined. I don't have a job, and my husband left me last year, so I depend on help from my mom. She doesn't have much either. So there's a guy in line behind me with a little boy, and when my card was declined, I was very embarrassed. I left the milk. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst. I mean, it's one thing for it to happen when you know you have money. You're not embarrassed because you know.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow that makes it okay. Even though the other people might think you're poor, you know you're not.
You think they're making fun of you.
But when they're right and you are poor and your card's declined because you can't pay it,
yeah,
that's so humiliating.
You always come up with that excuse like, oh, man, I think something in the bank's going on.
Let me call the bank.
So, I left the milk and eggs on the counter, walked out of the store because I was starting to cry.
And that's all she had.
It's so hard to believe that I don't even have enough money to buy eggs.
Mm.
Well, the guy behind me told me to hold on and told me he would pay for my groceries. I told him he didn't have to, but he did it anyway. I didn't know what to say. He handed me the bag and then said I dropped something, and he handed me money. I told him I didn't drop anything. So look how he did it.
Mm. Trying to play it off. Yeah, that's cool.
And he just said, yeah, you did. You dropped this. And he told me to have a great day. And it was $200.
Wow.
I did not even thank him. I was in such shock. I was not expecting to see any money, let alone that much. I didn't even ask his name. I went back to the store later that day, since I had money, and bought more food. I won't have to worry about food for a little while now, which is a great feeling. I said to the girl at the cash register, do you have any idea who that man was who paid for my groceries? She said, oh, that was JC from Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Aww.
I knew that sounded familiar.
I didn't get to thank him properly because of the shock of when it happened. So please tell him how grateful I am.
Aww. I can tell in her eyes.
I don't have enough words to describe how much that helped us. Wow, JC, give me some.
Nice.
You're
nice,
welcome.
Dude.
So never nice.
Never been more proud of you.
That was nice, dude.
Well, it was one of those moments.
Yeah.
You know, it's I kind of saw myself in the kid when my mom didn't have money or whatever.
Especially when that's all she's getting. It's like, gosh. Yeah. You'd hope was she someone.
Hot? Huh?
Was she hot?
That is so nice of you to do that. And I love the way you did it.
That's
where you're
great.
Like, okay, I get it. You're proud. I'm proud too. You know the feeling of being proud.
That's great, man.
Acted like the money was found. That's
thanks, man.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
I hope I didn't ruin it by announcing it. Because it's not like I planned on finding this out.
I just had the money in my pocket from going to LA, and I figured I took it out to spend it in LA, and I didn't, so
nice.
Why not?
Very nice.
That's
very nice.
Best investment you ever made right there.
That's my boy.